News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, the government has launched a new Savvy Report research project that looks at the rates of sexual violence in Ireland. It comes 16 years after the last such project of its kind was done in this country. I'm joined on the line to discuss by Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. 16 years since the last Savvy Report. Why did it take so long to do this again?
Well, I think it's important that we do this on a regular basis. On the last occasion, in the early noughties, we had a situation that showed that one in four person in Ireland suffered some form of sexual abuse. That is a staggering and shocking figure. We have introduced some legislation since then. We're now changing the whole practice and procedure of court in order to ensure that we can tackle this issue from a criminal law point of view and also from a societal point of view. So rather than have an ad hoc type survey on a piecemeal basis, what we've done yesterday is announced a groundbreaking study which will involve the Central Statistics Office on behalf of the state, collecting what will be hard data, reliable data that will inform society and policymakers for the foreseeable future.
How long will it take? When will we have a report in our hands?
This is a big, big report, and it's going to take the bulk of 5 years from start to finish.
Obviously, it's a long time.
Yes, it's a long time. I accept that, but this is a big job. And in fact, listening to some of the advocacy groups yesterday commenting on it, people like Maeve Lewis in One in Four and others, acknowledging the importance of the survey, but also the complexity and saying, yes, this is going to take some time because we need to do it properly.
Is this a one-off thing then, or is it going to be a continuing thing that the first report comes in 5 years, but then every year after that there's an update, or how will it work?
Yeah, well, on the last occasion it was a one-off. On this occasion, because the Central Statistics Office is undertaking the survey, well, then we will have the basic mechanics done. So it will be possible to renew on a regular basis. I don't suppose we'll be doing this every year, but I would expect that we would be doing it every decade, because I believe it's important in any society, and indeed for any government or for any public policy, that we would have available, reliable data. Society needs that. Government needs it. So I would think that at the end of this five-year period, we will be in a position to renew that on a five-year basis or on a 10-year basis, depending on the government of the day.
Now, issues around sexual violence have been in the headlines quite a bit over the last few days. There was that court case where a woman's underwear was held up, and obviously that was talked about quite a lot on this station as well, by Ciara Kelly and Ruth Coppinger in The Dáil, and there was a protest on the streets. And then we had Leona O'Callaghan earlier in the week waving her anonymity to talk about her ordeal. And then yesterday there was proposals in the North for how they might reform or maintain aspects of how rape and sexual offences are dealt with before the courts. In Ireland, is there an appetite, or what needs to be done in order to make the process, I suppose, a more palatable or hospitable process for victims or for complainants? Because that's something, you know, the Savvy report, one in four experiencing sexual violence, one in four aren't making complaints, and one in four are not achieving convictions on the back of complaints.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree. And I'm very concerned at perceived underreporting. And I'm very concerned at cases where women or vulnerable victims or complainants do report that they find the system is not helpful towards them. Of course, I acknowledge the constitutional right to a fair trial. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty. But we need to do more to protect vulnerable witnesses. And that's why after the Belfast rape trial, I brought all of the advocacy groups together and I set up a working group under the chairmanship of an expert, Professor Tom O'Malley of UCG. That working group is engaging across society with stakeholders, interested parties. That involves people from the DPP, from the court services, from the Garda Síochána, everybody who's involved in this process coming together to see how we can make improvements. Yes, I did read the the report from Northern Ireland. In fact, can I say, just on the side here, one of the disadvantages of not having institutions in the north was that I couldn't actually liaise with my colleague, the Justice Minister in Northern Ireland, on the review, because there wasn't one. Mm. But this is an interesting report. Our own report is at an advanced stage of preparation. I would expect to have by the end of this year or early next year.
Yeah, I accept it's not done yet, but would you envision a situation whereby we will have fairly substantial reform to how rape trials are conducted in this country?
Yeah, I think we can do more. We've made many improvements over the last number of years. In fact, the 2017 Criminal Justice Sexual Offences Act, for the first time, deals from a definition point of view with the whole issue of consent, which, of course, is crucial. But I think we can do more than that, not merely on the matter of changing the law, but changing the practice.
Okay.
Ensuring, for example, that we can look at why it takes so long for a court case from start to finish. What more the Gardaí can do. And again, this is an issue that I've spoken to Garda Commissioner Joe Harris about, and we're seeing improvements in Garda liaison, how Gardaí are dealing more sensitively with what are very personal and oftentimes harrowing accounts on the matter of a detection and investigation of a crime.